Oh my God, I just realized that I missed a couple of questions. So I'm going to just record them now. The first one is from Allie Cursor. Of course, I had to miss Allie. I'm sure you'll forgive me. let's see. Allie Cursor from Reddit asks, what are some similarities / differences you've encountered while writing F4M and M4M scripts? You know, you can really see the difference between my M4F and F4M writing style if you look at One Last Moment, because I wrote two versions of that same exact story, not from opposite perspectives, from the same perspective, just one for a male voice actor and one for a female voice actor. And you can see how I kind of toyed around with the language in there. Like, there's a crying scene in there, and I made the male character like hold his tears back, not for that much longer, for like two or three lines of dialogue more. I kind of write apprehension a little bit differently for male and female characters. The way that I kind of like write nervousness for males is this more of this like, I don't know, sort of like hesitation while still trying to push forward, whereas like with female characters, I add this more of like withdrawn type of hesitation, where it's like not just pushing forward, but like trying to get somebody to push back onto you, I suppose. I use slightly different filler languages between the two of them. But it's really not that much different. A lot of people act like it's like a mystery to like write dialogue for the opposite sex for some reason. It's not. If I'm writing for a female character and I want to, you know, think that it's going to like sound good, I just imagine my real life female friends saying it, and I'm like, okay, could I imagine like these girls saying this stuff, or does it sound weird? You know, does it sound like one of my bros talking, or does it sound like, you know, like a girl that I know talking? And it's like, if it sounds off, I'll kind of like go back and rewrite it. I just don't know how to write period women, though. I don't know. I'm trying to write like a MILF script that takes place in like 1820. And I just don't know if women back then said cock and dick. So that's a challenge for me. But overall, it's not that difficult. And it's honestly the difference between writing the dialogue for those two is very subtle. It's not a very huge sweeping thing, but the subtlety does matter. Let's see. And I've got a couple of anonymous questions I missed. One is, what is your favorite movie and favorite TV show? My favorite movie is Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro. I said that in such an English accent. Guillermo del Toro. El Laberinto del Fauno is the Spanish name. It's such a very good movie. My favorite TV show, I'm going to say Breaking Bad. My heart still belongs to that show after all these years. Favorite video game? And if not, your favorite board game. My favorite video game, that's going to be a tie between Bioshock Infinite and Bloodborne. And I guess, does Dungeons & Dragons count as a board game? I'm going to say yes. And Reddit user Ugg1 wants to know my Myers-Briggs personality type. And regarding this, I don't really put a huge amount of stock into like type-based personality tests. But if you're curious, I get ENTP every single fucking time. Every single time I get ENTP, and I've taken this test many times over many years, and I always get ENTP with a capital fucking E. I don't really trust type-based personality tests all that much. If you really want to know about my personality in one easy word, it is that I am outrageous, and that's all you need to know. If there's any other like personality type tests that you guys want to turn me on to, just mention them in the comments. I will take the test and I will post a screenshot of my results in the comments. So, you know, let me know if there's some non-Myers-Briggsy type stuff that you want me to check out. I will most certainly give it a shot. Just link me to where I can take the test and get a reliable result. So that's all, folks.